Time now for another Left of Lansing Friday Short for this March 1st of 2024. Gina Geller and friends from the awesome progressive media group in Michigan called Distill Social recently spoke with members of the MAGA cult before Dear Leader spoke to them at a rally in Waterford. Now, when it comes to the issue of abortion, make no mistake, the MAGA Christian nationalist movement wants a national ban. Listen to Ms. Geller interview one MAGA follower.
What do you want to see Trump do about abortion in America?
Stop it.
Stop it?
All together, stop it.
So national ban.
National ban on abortions.
All together, no exceptions.
No exceptions.
Gina talked with others, and I'll provide a link to that video on leftoflansing.com and also wherever you hear your podcast. Now, it's not stunning that these extremists feel the need to control a woman's decision to either get pregnant or end a pregnancy, but what Distill Social did a great job of showing is how rigid these people are on controlling the freedom of women to choose their own health, their own economic decisions, and their own futures. Distill Social also confronted Michigan Republican Congressman Jack Bergman on his thoughts of a national abortion ban, and Bergman tried to say that he believes in quote-unquote states' rights, which is an outright joke considering he co-sponsored not one but two bills banning abortion care access across the country since 2021. But Bergman ran away once being confronted with his past voting record. But that's usually what Republicans do. I mean, we just witnessed how the Christian nationalist's ultimate goal is to control everything when it comes to a woman's reproductive rights when the Alabama Supreme Court ruled that embryos from IVF treatment facilities are children. And that's basically forcing some IVF clinics to close down in Alabama. Now, Republicans at first hailed the ruling. They did. They loved it. But then they realized the national backlash and they quickly reversed their positions, at least, you know, to the media. For example, former Michigan Congressman and now Republican Senate candidate Mike Rogers sent out a heartfelt message on social media declaring how he opposes any efforts to restrict IVF treatments. Oh, the record shows otherwise, as Rogers co-sponsored a slew of bills in the past declaring personhood at the moment of conception. So Republicans talk a big game, but when push came to shove this week and Democratic Senator Tammy Duckworth of Illinois put up a bill protecting the right of IVF treatments, Republicans blocked it from getting a vote. And there's a reason why. You see, after the Alabama ruling, Trump released a statement saying that he supports IVF treatment. However, as Judd Legum from Popular Information noted, in order for the Alabama legislature to create a law essentially overruling the Alabama court decision, they'd have to declare that an embryo does not have the same rights as a person. And as Judd noted, Trump did not mention whether or not he believed an embryo should have the same rights as a person. And if I'm the Biden campaign, I start pressing that issue right now. And if there is a debate this fall between those two, if I were Biden, I'd press Trump on that issue in front of millions of people. Yes, the hypocrisy of Republicans on abortion care is nonstop, as it is legendary. But the Christian nationalist extremism is right there for everyone to see, and it's endangering women and girls across the country. They're coming for abortion bans throughout the entire country. They're coming for birth control bans and bans to travel across state lines because they say they care so much for life. Well, until birth, at least. Then don't ask them to help pay for kids to have free meals in school. Oh, wait. You really believed these people followed Jesus? Leftoflansing@gmail.com is my email address. I'm on X, the Gram, and on Facebook. Don't forget to listen to this week's episode featuring Clean Water Action Michigan's Sean Brarity on Polluter Pay 2.0. Please subscribe to Left of Lansing and leftoflansing.com.